Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon holds a cabinet debate tomorrow on his plan to withdraw from some Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. Members of his Likud party rejected the plan in a referendum this month, but over 70% of the Israeli public supports uprooting the settlers and withdrawing soldiers. Israel's military offensive into Gaza drew international protest. The incursion also sparked more discussion of Israel's long-term plans for Gaza. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on the mood among Israelis as the conflict with the Palestinians drags on.
The Israel Festival of Music, Dance, and Theater drew large crowds for an opening late-night Jerusalem Jazz Ensemble this past week. Audience member Noga Korkus said people flocked here for one reason.
We are trying to escape when we go to such events. It's just to keep on living normal, in a normal life. When you don't hear the news, you can actually live quite normally here.
Noga says the absence of any suicide attacks in the last couple of months has helped nurture a sense that things are relatively normal.
But it's an illusion. It's an illusion because it's underneath all the time. We are waiting for it. We are afraid that any minute something can happen, you know.
3.5 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting have driven off international investors, tourists, and entertainers. It was news this past week when foreign acts returned to the festival in Jerusalem, Italian, French, Czech, and South African performers among them. Nonetheless, Noga Korkus despairs that the prolonged conflict has changed the nature of the city itself.
Since the Intifada, Jerusalem is much less cosmopolitan, but we are seeking for better days.
For Israeli jazz ensemble conductor Guri Egmon, better days seem a long way off, as long as the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land continues.
I'm pessimistic, because people in power don't seem to be able to do the right things. They ought to give back the land, and they don't realize that there are millions of people here who, they got to live here, they got to stay here, so they'll have to... I have to find a solution for them.
There is deep division among Israelis about what ought to be done with the West Bank, which Israel has occupied since the 1967 war. There is consensus, however, about Gaza. Most Israelis want out. No more settlers, no more soldiers. Dorit Eldar is one of a group of professional women who formed Shuvi, meaning return. She says it is a call for the country's women, men, sons, and daughters to return home from Gaza. She says their appeal to citizens to fax the prime minister has flooded Ariel Sharon's office with tens of thousands of messages.
People are totally fed up with the situation. They're fed up with a woman being killed with her children. They are fed up with soldiers being killed for nothing. And we know that even if they're not killed, they're hurt for life because they've been through such an awful experience. And they're fed up with the hatred that our actions are causing in the Palestinian community. Awful things are happening there.
Talking with Israelis on the Tel Aviv beach over a midweek holiday, there was broad sentiment for quitting Gaza. Shmuel Dukes says Sharon's terms, which exclude any Palestinian input, won't work, but he still wants to leave. He says the recent events in Gaza, which took a heavy toll on both sides, have deepened support for an evacuation. But Dukes spoke for many Israelis when he said that the actions of Palestinian militants have hardened many hearts.
When you suffer, then you don't think too much about the other person that suffers. That's what happened here. I think that they lost the sympathy of the Israeli people by all those attacks. Terrible, terrible. They are losing points all over the world, I think.
This father says a day at the beach is a respite from the anxieties of everyday life, but not much of one. He says he's in a near constant state of worry over his two teenage sons.
Sometimes they go out and we are very worried. Yeah, they are one of the targets, are crowded places, and only the teenagers going to a discotheque and going to malls. It's very scary.
scarier for the parents than for the younger generation, who seem determined to simply live life with as much insouciance as possible. Take 22-year-old bikini-clad Nahara Sabari.
Do you believe me if I say that I'm not seeing news and I'm not reading the paper? I'm sick of that, and I hope it will be peace. I live the life as usual. I think all the young people are doing exactly like me.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.